From Holly, it's time for this week's joke of the week. And does lettuce grow better in a greenhouse? Does lettuce grow better in a greenhouse? Romaine to be seen.
This week's garden joke is brought to you by Rescue.com. American-made rescue produce products to keep your family home, yard, and protected from pests, insects like wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, flies, ants, and more. Learn more at Rescue.com. That's RESCUE.com.
I think romaine is one of the luxury lettuces, isn't it?
I guess.
It's a good taste in lettuce. It's better than iceberg, I can tell you that right now.
I don't know why you call it a luxury.
Well, it's a high class. If you have iceberg or romaine, you're going to go romaine every time.
Some people like iceberg. Don't hate on lettuce.
All right.
It's an equal opportunity vegetable.
Vegetable. Green. Yeah. Well, let's jump into the program here and talk about building your soil, which is the key to any type of growth, whether ornamental or edible. And there is some things in which, you know, not all soil is created equal, just like not all gardeners are created equal. There are certain calibers of soil that is good, bad, and horrible.
So one thing you want to do is think about your soil and also, you know,
What has that soil been through?
Right. Well, what has that soil been through? But give it a feel. You know, you can tell a lot by your soil just by feeling it. If you feel the soil and it feels nice and loamy, as Joey says, it feels like soft and fluffy kind of.
What you would imagine soil to feel.
What you would imagine soil to feel.
Now, this is not a fix-all, end-all. This is it's a starting point here.
Right. So if it feels gritty, like super, super gritty, then you might have sandy soil. If it feels like it's sticky, maybe like if you...
Play-Doh,
like you take a palmful and it just kind of sticks together.
If you threw it at your neighbor's window, would it break it?
Right. Exactly. So you can kind of feel that too. You know, you can feel those different components of possibly if it's sandy or clay-like versus something that's a good combination. So that way you can, that's one thing that can help you kind of think about what you're going to do to build your soil.
Now, in order to have a understanding of the micronuclear level of the soil here, soil test is what you're going to need. It's going to tell you the pH. It's going to tell you the MPK. It's going to tell you what you need to do, what you need to stop doing, how to get your soil in the area in which you want it to in order to grow what you're wanting to do such. You can go to SoilSavvy.com and they'll send you, you can purchase a soil test kit and they will give you 16 points of analyzation on your soil to tell you what's going on. Because though, yes, you can feel it. Is it dense? Is it loamy? Is it gritty? You cannot tell the level of nutrient value or pH by looking at it. Now, there are some telltale signs that if you are growing in that soil and your plants are exhibiting certain characteristics that are not traditionally to that plant, then you can say, okay, something's not right here. The plant is telling me something's not going on. But until I get that soil test, I will not know precisely what I need to do to correct the problem in the soil.
Absolutely. So you want to figure out, you know, what it might need. Now, maybe you are like, I just know that I want to add some organic matter. I don't feel there's necessarily a problem, but I feel like I'm not finding a lot of worms in my garden, or I feel like I could just perhaps give it some more fertilizer,
love.
AKA love, whatever. So you can feed your soil organic matter. So you can do things like shredded leaves, home composting, organic matter, peat moss, properly aged or dried animal manures, and then compost from maybe yard compost, things like that. So not just kitchen compost, but yard compost as well.
You want to make sure whatever compost or organic material you're adding to your garden or your compost bin, you are not adding a material that has been treated or in some former life sprayed with a chemical in which will be persistent in through the composting process and back into your garden that may disrupt your broadleaf plants or strictly kill off anything that's trying to grow in it because of the high toxicity levels in that soil. So knowing the chain of events from if it's, you know, kitchen waste, you composted it, you know, it's pretty good. If it's lawn clippings that is organic, not chemically sprayed with a weed and feed, you're breaking that down, putting that in the garden, you're good. If you're getting that animal waste from somewhere, know the source and what that animal has eaten, because we've had Joe Lampo on before. We've had others on talk about poison compost or killer compost, where the grasses, which are fed to the animals, do not disrupt the animal's health. I mean, I don't know if it's good. It can't be good for the animal, but it doesn't, you know, make the animal sick. But coming out into the compost manure to compost, that spray, that chemical is still there and will decimate your garden.
Absolutely. So you want to keep that in mind about what you're adding with your organic matter to your soil. So then you can, once you had a soil test done, build up your soil or just added organic matter, etc. You want to protect your soil with mulching. So we talked about mulching
a couple weeks ago.
And so there's different mulches out there. You know, we can cover them real quickly. One would be like straw. You could use leaves if you have those. You can put leaves on your garden bed, or you can put them in your soil. They're multifunctional. What else?
Chemical seed-free grass clippings. Shredded paper you can use as mulch. Weed barrier, though it's not organic, it can be a form of mulch because you're suppressing the weeds and in some instances holding moisture in the event that you have put your weed barrier over top of your irrigation system. And there's numerous. You can use wood chips if you're going to a perennial bed, a rose bed or asparagus bed or a rhubarb or something like that, where strawberries, where they're going to be there for a long period of time. So you have some type of foundation. And mulch cannot necessarily be used. It can be used in the garden, in the grow beds, but also can be used in the pathways too. Compaction, designated grow areas, and permanent walk spaces in your garden, whether you have a raised beds in your garden or you have ground garden that you have gridded off to where you know this is only where I walk and this is only where I grow, and compaction will not occur because I'm not walking in the areas where the plants are growing.
Right. And that's the big thing, is making sure that you are not further compacting.
Stomping around.
Yeah. So those are some great tips.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of things when it comes to soil. Soil is a living organism. It's not a device in which, in the gardening world, a device in which the plant just sets in and a medium for the plant to grow in. It's feeding the plant. It is a home for the plant. It has many, many different elements of perfection and perfectness to it that it allows everything to occur, in which we know that we can't see or not necessarily pay attention to, on the organic matter level. So with that being said, Holly, there's a lot to go into growing and building healthy soil. We've just touched a little bit of it. So with that being said, Holly, Walton's Inc. Incorporated has the stuff in which you need.
Yeah, we were brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. Listen, we know you care about where your food comes from. Canning, preserving your fruits and vegetables are great, but what about the meat? At Walton's, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. You want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created MeatJustSticks.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's even has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off your order of $50 or more, and that's at waltonsinc.com.